heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
The 2014 James Beard Awards ceremony took place this year on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 2014, at the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center in New York City. Heritage Radio Network was there on the scene, and we were definitely feeling fancy. So for those of you unfamiliar, the James Beard Foundation Awards are like the Oscars for food and beverage. Everybody says that. Except this year it was more like the Grammys, as the theme was food and music. All the stars were there, everybody from Martha Stewart to David Chang, and everybody was dressed to the nines. That's what it sounded like in the hall of the theater while the awards were being presented. There was kind of a nervous energy in the air. PR agents preparing email blasts while waiting to see if their client would win, celebrities circling around the hallways killing time before their moment on stage, and lots of photographers hoping to capture the magic moment when winners emerge victorious. But the James Beard Awards mean much, much more than fancy dresses and photo ops. It's the time of year that the entire industry gets together and assesses the past, present, and future of gastronomy. Boston restaurateur Barbara Lynch, who took home one of the biggest awards of the night, Restaurateur of the Year, was as brash and hilarious as ever, dancing on the stage to 50 Cent as she accepted her award. The second woman to ever take home the award for Outstanding Restaurateur, Barbara was in full celebration mode as we caught up with her, surrounded by friends and well-wishers. Amidst the celebrations, she stopped to remind us, and for that matter herself, that it's not just about superlatives. It's about community.
I don't need the fucking bling. I need this community. I need this. It takes a village, right? So this village is amazing. They stick by me. Gives you a creative outlet to do what you want to do.
You want to work harder.
It makes you want to work harder. And it makes you want to be... I mean, my mission now is conquer the world. Obesity, GMO, motherfuckers. I'm not going to name any companies, but I'm on a mission.
Chef April Bloomfield from The Spotted Pig, who took home the Best Chef NYC award, sees these ceremonies as a major opportunity to celebrate our nation of great chefs and restaurants.
Well, I mean, it's definitely, it's definitely bringing knowledge and support to restaurants in different cities that people probably wouldn't necessarily know about. And I think James Beard Foundation do a great job at putting them at the forefront. So I think that's very successful, and I think that's just going to keep growing.
The production of the James Beard Awards has grown from a modest event at the Marriott Hotel to a full-on extravagant red-carpeted ceremony at Lincoln Center, although the carpet outside was yellow. We got a chance to hang out with Rebecca Lee West, who is charged with the task of protecting the trophy medals backstage all night long. Her biggest takeaway from the backstage experience?
You know, it's actually really interesting because you think people would be so excited. They'd be like, yeah, but a lot of people literally start crying. They are so, like, touched and, like, emotional. And then I want to cry because I'm like, I'm so happy for you, but you're crying. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yes, this is a moment to cry, laugh, imbibe, and dress up. It's a time to celebrate the old, anticipate the new, and make connections across geographical lines. But at the end of the night, as Joe Kwan from the Avett Brothers put it, the questions on the tip of everybody's tongue are...
Where are you going tonight? And what are we sipping on?
So what did we think? Well, the voice of Holly Williams made us cry. The idea of Mike Bloomberg's Mexican restaurant made us laugh. Mitchell Davis and Sam Cass's vision of the future inspired us. Coca-Cola Classic left a not-so-sweet taste in our mouth. Matt Haley's work gave us the chills, and the after-parties left us exhausted. Bottom line, we're hungry for more. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Additional producers on this piece were Aaron Fairbanks, Michael Harlan Turkel, and Leyte Sue. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.